Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I sure hope everyone's doing well today, and probably you're about like me. You may be sipping on a little cup of coffee, and I've got the campfire going out here in front of my little cabin. No kidding. I wish you all could be with me, but afraid our little cabin would be tight back here in the woods today. But this is where I do a lot of my recording and visiting with you folks, is from the porch of my cabin. Situated out in the woods, it's probably about 150 yards from our house, but I get out here and do a lot of my writing and have a chance to visit with all you folks right here too. Western Swing and Other Things is going strong. These folks are on it today. Of course, they're always on it, but I'm thoroughly enjoying this good music, my kind of music, you know. Sitting out here tapping my feet and thinking about outdoor stuff. And the outdoor stuff we want to talk about today is yellow bass. Some people call them a nickname of barfish, but a yellow bass is a very feisty little fish, hard-fighting little fish, and excellent eating. A lot of people think of them as, as trash fish. I don't know. Well, maybe just because they're small and they've never really fished for them or learned how to catch a lot of them. But here in Texas, where I live, there's no limit on yellow bass. You can catch all you want to catch. And literally, you can do that this time of year. I'm going to tell you how we recently did it on a trip to Lake Fork. But yellow bass, they're a big one, is going to be an 11-inch yellow bass could be compared to a 2.5-pound white bass. We call them sand bass. But yellow bass, they're not large, but in the wintertime, they stack up in humongously big schools by the thousands, and they're notorious for hanging near bottom, not necessarily on structure either. Maybe not like a sand bass. They get out in the reservoirs. A lot of rivers have them too. They're widespread over much of the, especially the middle to southern U.S. Lots of them around. The way to find them is, we were fishing at Lake Fork with Stubby Stubblefield, a good buddy of mine that, gosh, he grew up fishing up in Missouri, and he's guided for stripers, and he makes the Stubby's catfish bait. You know, he can catch, I've kidded that he can catch fish out of a wash tub, but we were fishing. I was doing a newspaper article on yellow bass, and we went and we caught a bunch of them on little tandem jigs, little 1/8-ounce jigs, with little soft minnow imitation bodies on them. Drop them down right on the bottom. I'm talking about setting within inches of the bottom, and just occasionally give your rod tip a little jerk, and these yellow bass will eat that up. Now, another way to catch them, especially if you're fishing with kids that, you know, might not be real adept at using lures, is bits of minnow. You can take one minnow and cut him into three pieces, just a dead minnow, and use a real small case-hardened hook. That's the way I learned to do it, and a split shot above it, about a 1/4-ounce split shot, and just thread that 1/3 section of minnow onto your case-hardened hook. Drop it down to the bottom, and if you're in or around the yellow bass, you won't have to wait long. Now, one thing that is important, now these are not big fish, obviously, but they whack it. They strike like a bigger fish, but an ultralight or light tackle, spinning rig, is what you really need, something you can feel the bite with. But we were fishing water about 30 foot deep, and finding them really wasn't a problem. Just about shad dispersed this time of year over most of the lower portions of any of our lakes, reservoirs, and these yellow bass they feed on shad just like all the fish in most freshwater lakes. So give yellow bass a try. I kid a lot of my buddies that are crappie fishermen. That's really some of my friends. That's all they fish for. But yellow bass, you put a crispy fried yellow bass fillet right next to a crappie fillet, I tell you what, there's a lot of people that can't tell the difference. They are an excellent food fish. So that's our little story for today, yellow bass. If you have a chance during the cold weather, pick a nice sunny day and get out there and see if you can sack some up. Bring a 5-gallon bucket with you, because you'll need something to hold a bunch of fish. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Pyramid Air, Sitemark, maker of the Photon RT, Catfish Bubblegum, Base Camp Leasing, and Striper Express on Lake Texoma.